go.
Okay, ready? Yeah. All right. So, in this week's Parsha, right, we have the mitzvah of Mila. So, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chavtes, the Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Chavtes says, right, there are certain mitzvahs haben that the father has to do, right? There are certain mitzvahs that the father has to do for his son. So one of those is alimula, right, is to do a mila. So the Gemara there asks, how do you know that only the father is chayev and the mother is not chayev? So the Gemara says, you want to know from a pasuk in next week's parsha, it says, by the mila of Yitzchak, biyom tzavoso. So the Gemara learns out, osov lo osa. Right, that the ish, the man is chayev, and the woman is not, and the mother is not chayev. So the Rishonim all ask, Tosus there asked, all the Rishonim ask, wait a second, what do you need a pasuk for? Hello, Mila is a mitzvah shei shazman grama, because you can't do a Mila at night. Mila is not kshera at night. So if Mila is a mitzvah shei shazman grama, so why does the Gemara need to learn out from a pasuk or so, just say the woman, she's ptura, because the mitzvah shei shazman grama. So the Rishonim give various terutzim. Tosus in Kiddushin says, the answer is that you're right. And Tosus says, the Gemara here is going to leave it to Mount Danmar that Mila is Ksherim Balayla. Tosus in Megillah offers one suggestion that Mila is a mitzvah seishish bokares, and therefore Tosus says, even though normally a woman is pure from mitzvah seishish man grama, but since Mila is a more chara mitzvah because it's a mitzvah seishish bokares, so maybe I would think that a woman is chayavis, and therefore you need a pasuk. The Ritva offers a similar suggestion in Kiddushin. The Ritva says that mitzvah shazman grama applies when the mitzvah is on the woman herself. It's a mitzvah begufa. But here, as the Mishnah says, it's a mitzvah haben al ha'av. It's really the mitzvah on the child. It's just that the father has to do it. So therefore, you might say that since the mitzvah is really on the child, so you wouldn't say mitzvah shazman grama nashim pturos on that kind of mitzvah. The common denominator of all these terutim is that they basically accept the question that Mila really is a mitzvah shei shazman grama, and they offer various reasons why it wouldn't apply here. But there are a group of achronim who want to say that Mila is not a mitzvah shei shazman grama. They deny the premise of the question. And the beer is as follows. In every mitzvah you have two zmanim. You have what's called a zman chiva mitzvah and a zman kima mitzvah. So normally those two are the same. In other words, normally the zman kima and zman chiva mitzvah are always the same. But there are some exceptions. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel talks about some machlokas by dichay etzel mitzvah. So the Gemara has machlokas about hadasim. You have hadasim that are psulim, and then they have extra things growing on, and you take it off, and then you make it kosher. So the Gemara says, is there such a din, if it's near, if it nidcha, is it kosher? No, the Gemara leaves it as the Ibai Lovshit. That, in other words, if it was nidcha bizman mitzvah, and then you fix it, so does it become kosher again? So, but the Gemara says that dichay meikar lo abidichay. In other words, if something is nidcha before the zman of the mitzvah and you fix it before the zman of the mitzvah, so then there's no problem whatsoever. Everyone agrees there's no problem. So Rashi over there comments, so the Gemara says, and therefore by hadasim also, if you have dichay meikar lo abidichay. So when is it the zman of the mitzvah? So Rashi in Sukkah says, when they have to fix the hadasim by. So Rashi says you have to fix them ad shekidush hayom, until the night of Tesvav Tishrei. So the Achronim asks, the Mishabura asks, and other Achronim ask, wait a second, but why does it have to be until the night of Tesvav Tishrei? I should have until the morning, because hello, I can't be yotze the mitzvah of Dal Minim that night, right? The mitzvah is only by Yom. So that night is lechor not the zman of the mitzvah. So why is that? Why isn't that called? Why if I would fix it that night, why wouldn't that also be called dichri meikara? Why is that considered to be the zman of the mitzvah? And you have the same idea. The same idea comes up in Zimin by Rosh Hashanah. So the din is that a shofar shel avodah zarah is pasul because it's kitusei mechz, right? There's no shear. It's aser bahana, and therefore the shofar has no shear. Anything that's asur b'hanah, it's considered to be like it's kiman d'lesa, so and there's no shear, and the shofar needs a minimum shear. So, however, the Rambam writes that based on the Gemara, that if you have the guy be mevatel avodah zarah before Rosh Hashanah, then it's fine. So again, when does he have to be mevatel avodah zarah? So again, the Rama writes that he has to be mevatel it before Rosh Hashanah starts, before the night, before nightfall. So again, we have the same question: why? Again, by shofar also, you can't be out to the mitzvah until the morning. So lechor the zman of the mitzvah should only be until the morning. So the answer would seem to be that the zman chiyuv hamitzvah of sukkah of dal minim and the zman chiyuv hamitzvah of shofar starts already the night before, because what's the mechayev of shofar? What's the mechayev of lulav? The kedushas hayom of yantiv. In other words, the kedushas hayom of Rosh Hashanah, the kedushas hayom of sukkahs is what's mechayev you to do the mitzvah, and therefore it's called the zman chiyuv hamitzvah. But lemaisa, you can't be mechayev the mitzvah until morning. And therefore, since it's already the Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah, therefore, this is considered to be the, this is not going to be Dichui Meikarl, this is back to the Machlokas of Nir V'Nidcha, and therefore it's no good. So so these are two examples where you see a case where you have the Zman Chiyuv HaMitzvah is different than the Zman Kiyuv HaMitzvah. And in fact, you have the same idea by Mila itself. The Yerushalmi has a, so the din is that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. If a Kohen who's an Arel is not an Truma. So what about if you have a baby who's 2 days old? So can that baby eat Truma? So they can't eat, I mean they don't eat, but the din is by Truma you could do Sicha as well. If you have Shem and Shel Truma, so you're allowed to do Sicha. Sicha is Kishtia, and therefore you could do Sicha with the Truma. So you're allowed to anoint the baby with Shem and Shel Truma. So the Yerushalmi says the answer is yes, because this baby is not considered to be an Arel. He's not chayiv yet in the mitzvah. What about the night of the eighth day? So the Yerushalmi says, no, already the night of the eighth day is already considered to be an Arel. You can't do the sikha with a shemesh al truma. Again, the same question, right? But mila is only k'sherim bayom. You can't do the mila until the next morning. The answer is that the eighth day is what's mechayiv in the mila. That's the zman chiyuv hamitzvah. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah doesn't start until later. So, based on this, now we can ask ourselves, when we talk about Mitzvah Shei Shazman Grama, what does it mean, Mitzvah Shei Shazman Grama? So now we understand that there are two components here. One way would be to say, it's Tali on the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah. If the Kiyum HaMitzvah is regulated by Zman, it's called the Mitzvah Shei Shazman Grama. And the other tzad would be to say, no, only if the chiyuv hamitzvah is regulated by zman, would I say that it's a mitzvah sei shazman grama. So clearly, right, Tosfos and the Ritva and all the Shonim who assume that meal is a mitzvah sei shazman grama, that's that differently. So the Turi Evan, in Chagiga, the Turi Evan makes the following observation about the mitzvah of mila. He says like this, he says, let's say a person forgets to say Kriya Shema in the morning. Thursday morning, a person forgot to say Kriya Shema. Comes Friday morning, so they say Kriya Shema. But they're not mistaking what they missed. In other words, they missed Kriya Shema on Thursday. That's gone forever. They can never get that back. In other words, every day is a new mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Every morning is a new mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But the Torah Yevon says, what happens if the father doesn't do the meal on the morning, on the eighth day? Now he waits till the ninth day. So, is he mekayim a new mitzvah? Was there one mitzvah one on the eighth day, mitzvah two on the ninth day? No. The mitzvah on the ninth day is the same mitzvah as he would have been mekayim on the eighth day. There's only one mitzvah of mila. There's only one mitzvah of mila. So the mitzvah on the ninth day is the same as the mitzvah on the eighth day. What is the Torah Yevon driving at? What he means to say is that the chiyuv hamitzvah, there's only one chiyuv hamitzvah by mila. Right? It starts on the eighth day and it continues forever until you do the mitzvah. And therefore, the Torah Yevon says it's not. You can't call it a mitzvah sei shazman grama. The chiyuv hamitzvah is not the chiyuv hamitzvah is not regulated by zman. The chiyuv hamitzvah starts. The beginning is regulated by zman, but once it starts, it goes on forever. I can't do the mitzvah at night. So when comes the night of the ninth, I can't do the mitzvah. Yeah, it's not. I can't be mekayim the mitzvah, but the chiyuv still exists. The chiyuv goes on forever. As you see, that the next day, the next morning, it's still the same chiyuv on the ninth day as it was on the eighth day. And therefore, the Turei Evan and the Maknim has this idea, and Soloveitchik had this idea, that they say that the beer is that mitzvah and grama is if the zman chiyuv hamitzvah is regulated by zman. And therefore, they deny the whole premise. They say, mila, the zman chiyuv hamitzvah is not regulated by zman. It's only the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah which is regulated by Zman. And clearly, right, Tosfos and the Ritva and all the Rishonim who say that there is a mitzvah shesh hazman grama. So they're clearly holding that mitzvah shesh hazman grama is defined by the kiyum. If the kiyum hamitzvah is regular by zman, that's enough to make it into a mitzvah shesh hazman grama. So it turns out you have a fundamental machlokas. How do you define mitzvah shesh hazman grama? Is it that the chiyuv hamitzvah is regulated by zman, or is it no? All you need is that the kiyum hamitzvah is regulated by zman. Even if the chiyuv hamitzvah goes on forever, but the kiyum hamitzvah is regulated by zman, namely, I can only do it by yom and not by laila. So then I would say, like Tosfos says, the mitzvah say shazman grama. Now, some achronim want to answer Tosfos' question in a different way. We can ask a different question. What's the definition of the mitzvah of milah? So, there are a number of ways to define it. One, the simplest way to define the mitzvah of milah is to say the mitzvah is to cut off the orla. The mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah, the maisa milah. In other words, the mitzvah is cut off the orla. That's the mitzvah. On the other hand, some want to say no, the mitzvah of milah is a mitzvah tmidis. It's a mitzvah to be mahol. And this is a mitzvah you mekayim your whole life. As soon as you do a milah, the kiyum mitzvah is nimshach your whole life. And in fact, they bring a raya from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin mentions a story about David HaMelech, that David HaMelech, he said he was always surrounded by mitzvahs. In his house he had a mezuzah. He wore tzitzis. He had tefillin. But when he went into the bathhouse, he said, wait a second, he's Aram Mikol HaMitzvahs, right? He doesn't have any mitzvahs with him. Until the Gemara says, until he looked and he saw that he still had his milah. So the simple, right, what sounds like from the Gemara there is that if you hold that the mitzvah of milah is just to cut off the orla, so what mitzvah does he have? Yeah, he was mekayim that mitzvah when he was 8 days old. His father was mekayim that mitzvah, but that mitzvah is gone. It's not like, how can you compare that to tzitzis or tefillin? If I'm wearing tzitzis, I'm mekayim mitzvah right now. What mitzvah is David HaMelech mekayim with his milah? The answer is that the mitzvah of milah is a mitzvah that the mitzvah is to be mol and it goes on forever. And if that's the pshat, then clearly it's not a mitzvah say shazman grama, right? Because again, the mitzvah starts on the eighth day and it goes on the rest of your life. So therefore, clearly, again, it would not be a mitzvah say shazman grama. With this idea, with this machlokas, the Beis Halevi explains another interesting machlokas legavi milah. The Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuflam and Gimel and Beis. So the Gemara in Shabbos discusses the idea of hider mitzvah by milah. So the Gemara says that there's an idea that there's a certain minimum shear of what you have to cut off to be mekayim the mitzvah of milah, right? And a certain minimum shear of the oil you have to cut off. And then the Gemara says you have what's called tzitzim sheinam akev. You have parts that are not ma'akev, but the Gemara says that you should cut them off because of the inyan of hider mitzvah. You make the mitzvah nicer. Then the Gemara makes a very interesting statement. The Gemara says that if you did the milah, and then the Gemara says, Piresh, you finished the milah, you stopped. So the Gemara says you don't go back and cut off the tzitzim sheinam akev. So the obvious question is, why not? What do you mean? Why don't you do the hider mitzvah? Who cares that you stopped? So Rashi, and this is a simple reading of the Gemara, Rashi says, yeah, we're talking about on Shabbos. So now we're talking about on Shabbos, I understand why. Because milah is the mitzvah of milah is docha Shabbos. It's a pasuk, right? B'yom hashmini, shmini afilu b'shabbos. But the hider, and therefore, and once you're doing the mitzvah, so you could do the mitzvah behider. In other words, the Torah is not mechayev you to be mitzamtzem to cut off exactly the right amount of oil that's yot in the mitzvah no more. If it's all one maaseh, so then you can cut off even more and be mahadir. But once you stop, you stopped. There's no heter to be mechal Shabbos for hider mitzvah, right? For hider mitzvah, there's no heter to be mechal Shabbos. So now you stop the milah. You already yotze the mitzvah. So how can you go back and be mechal Shabbos just for hider mitzvah? That's how Rashi understands the Gemara, and that seems to be the pashut on the Gemara because the Gemara brings a raya from being mashit the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, which is also talking about being doche the Isser of Shabbos. However, if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this din, the Rambam does not mention anything about Shabbos. The Rambam quotes this din, Hilchos Mila, stop. The Rambam writes, if you're doing a Mila Piresh, you don't go back to Tzitzim Sheinam Akev, even Bechol. So everyone asks the Rambam, why not? What's going on? Why should you not go back for the tzitzim chain of ma'akvim b'chol. After all, what do you have to lose? So the Beis Halevi wants to explain it based on the machlokas that we mentioned before about what's the yesod of mila. He says that everyone agrees that hiddur mitzvah only makes sense when you're being mekayim a mitzvah. He says, the definition of hiddur mitzvah is I'm being mekayim a mitzvah so I can be mahadir. So he says like this, he says, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of mila is to cut off the orla. So the Rambam holds, that's it. So the Rambam holds, if I'm cutting off the orla, while I'm cutting off the orla, I continue and I cut off more. So that's exactly what a hiddur mitzvah is. As a continuation of the ma'aseh mitzvah, I am mahadir, so that's hiddur mitzvah. But the Rambam says, if I finished the mitzvah, I stopped. So I was already yotzei the mitzvah. Now I'm going to go back and cut more. What hiddur mitzvah? I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah. I'm not being mekayim any mitzvah now. I already was mekayim the mitzvah of mila. So if I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah, you can't have a hiddur mitzvah floating in the air. Hiddur mitzvah has to be tied to the kiyama mitzvah. But he says, but Rashi in the Torah goes like Rashi says, they hold that the mitzvah of mila is a mitzvah kiyumis. It's this mitzvah that goes on forever. So ain't a chanami. When I stopped, but the kiyama mitzvah of mila is nimshach my whole life. So therefore, when I go back and I cut off the tzidashen ma'akvim, it's connected, the kiyum can connect to the kiyum ha-mitzvah of the mitzvah of mila, and therefore that's called b'shas ha-mitzvah, and therefore you can be mahader, therefore the idea you can have a hiddur mitzvah even in that case. That's how the Beis Halevi wants to explain this machlokas. The Brisker Rav has a different take on this machlokas. He has a different idea. He says that the machlokas is as follows. If we look at hiddur mitzvah, so there are really two ways to look at hiddur mitzvah. One way is the way the Beis Halevi understood, that hiddur mitzvah is that has to be connected to a kiyum ha-mitzvah, that when I'm a kiyum ha-mitzvah, I can enhance the kiyum ha-mitzvah by being mahadir. And therefore it has to be one action in terms of the hiddur mitzvah. But, he says, but there's another way of looking at it. You could say that hiddur mitzvah, that when the Gemara learns out, zeh keli van veyu, it's not lefanei v'mitzvahs, that's a general din. That hiddur mitzvah is not connected to any mitzvah. There's a general mitzvah, general din of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is a kiyum b'fnei atzmo. It's a kiyum b'fnei atzmo of hiddur mitzvah. And he says that's the machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam holds that hiddur mitzvah has to be in the context of a mitzvah. So again, the Rambam holds, once I stopped. I'm no longer in the context of the mitzvah, so I can't be mahadir. But he says, according to the Rashi and the Tur, no, hiddur mitzvah is a din klali. There's a general din of hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah is a kiyum in and of itself. And therefore, in a chanami, I finished the mitzvah of mila, it could be. But it doesn't matter. I could have a kiyum ha-mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah even without being mekayim ha-mitzvah, because hiddur mitzvah stands by itself. So that all works on b'chol. So b'chol, I don't have a problem, because b'chol, I can do that. But on Shabbos, this general din of hiddur mitzvah is certainly not docha Shabbos, right? The only meal is docha Shabbos. So therefore, on Shabbos, if I want to do a hiddur mitzvah, I have to do it in the same ma'isa as the ma'isa mitzvah. Because since meal is docha Shabbos, so again, the Torah didn't tell me I have to be mitzvah to do exactly that. I can be mahadir when I do the mitzvah, because it's all considered to be one ma'isa. But once I stop, now I'm starting something else. Now all I'm doing is the mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah, the kiyum of hiddur mitzvah. So the kiyum of hiddur mitzvah I can't do on Shabbos because it's not docheh Shabbos. So the Brisker Rav says, this also explains an interesting machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramah in Hilchos Chanukah. Right? The Ramah says that mahadrin and mahadrin, what's mahadrin and mahadrin? So he says, is that every member of the household lights, right, that number of days candles. So you have five people in the household, it's day five. So each person lights five candles. If you look carefully at the Rambam, you see the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says the same idea, but the Rambam says that the Baal HaBayis lights 25 candles. So why, according to the Rambam, why can't you have each person light the candles? Why, according to the Rambam, does the Baal HaBayis have to light all 25 candles? So the Brisker Rav says the same machlokas. He says, the Rambam holds that the only time you can have a hiddur mitzvah is if it's bizman kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the Rambam would say like this: the Baal HaBayis lights his five candles. Now he stops and he tells his son, "You light." Well, that's it. He finished the mitzvah. The mitzvah's over. So So when his son lights, there's nothing. It's not in the context of a Kiyama Mitzvah anymore. There is no Kiyama Mitzvah. It's just a Hidra Mitzvah, but the Rambam holds that you can't have a Hidra Mitzvah standing, floating in space. A Hidra Mitzvah is only relevant if it's Bizmana Kiyam HaMitzvah. And therefore the Rambam says the only way to do that by Neras Chanukah is if the Baal Bayis lights all 25. So the Baal Bayis lights all 25, so then there's one Hemshech in his Hadlaka. He lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's all considered to be one Hemshech, one big Ma'is Hadlaka. And therefore it could be considered a Hidra Mitzvah because it's Bizman the Kiyam HaMitzvah. But once the Baal Bayis lights 5 and stops and has someone else starts lighting, that's a new Ma'isa. And therefore there's no hinder anymore.
But it's Omaisa, it's five people doing their own mitzvah. It's simultaneous.
But it's not, because the mitzvah is but the mitzvah is Neri Shubeso. That's what the mitzvah is really one mitzvah, Neri Shubeso. So the Rambam understands that as soon as I stop, I finish the mitzvah.
It's simultaneous?
Yeah.
It's not one after the other.
Even so, but as soon as I stop, it's no longer Shaykh, it's no longer my Maisa anymore. Someone else is doing a different Maisa. It's not, in other words, your Maisa can't connect to my Maisa. So I light five candles, but then now you're lighting five candles, but how does that connect to my Maisa Mitzvah? So if I light all 25, so there's some kind of Hemshech. I'm just lighting, it's a Hemshech of the one Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore I'm Yotze. And therefore it's a Mahadran bin a Mahadran. And the Ramah holds, Like Rashi over there, like Rashi by Mila, the Ramah holds no. Hidra mitzvah stands by itself. You could have a hidra mitzvah that stands by itself as a din klali. So ain't a chanami. It's not the zman of the mitzvah. I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah. It doesn't matter because I could be mahader after the zman of the mitzvah because hidra mitzvah is a din klali that stands by itself.
What about? Don't they have? And the Rishonim argue
about
the nature of Miloinus. I think there's something about
maybe
Noah Mahu that might be according to one. Yeah, also,
right,
according to the Rambam, they say that's shot in the Haggadah, Cholam Marbe, Sternbach says. He says, what does it mean, Mishubach? He says it means that the etzem ma'ase hamitzvah has been enhanced. Every word, every question, every yes. And that's why I heard one. I think I heard it from the Rav.
Yeah.
There's no bracha on the mitzvah of Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's not a mitzvah that has a gevul, a pitzvah, in the sense that I read the text of the Haggadah.
Right?
So it's Hareza Meshuva. Every single word that we talk about during the Seder has the same status as the words in the Haggadah itself. So it comes out as all one big, which is very similar to the
Shulchan. Right, very good. Very good.